Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 213. I am Chris, back from vacation, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello.
And Fozzie.
Yo, yo.
And Jeff has fallen into a drunken hole somewhere, and we're not sure if he's going to make it.
He's crawled out of this hole many times, though.
Yes. So.
He'll survive the hole. It's just...
Yes. We're not sure if he will
be
with us
today. It's a very familiar hole for the Hefe, if you will.
Yes. Jeff is used to that hole.
Yes.
I don't know, so you guys had Corey on last week. Fozzie insulted him from the get-go.
Oh. It's like, whatever. It's like, they're from across the pond, if you will.
You're on an island over there.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Find some landlocked territories, okay? You fucking bastards over there.
It worked. You guys talked a little bit about The Last of Us.
Oh.
Jeff kind of like got on me because he's like said, like,
hold on.
Yeah.
The Hefe's online, so.
Oh, okay. Let's add him in here if we can.
Yeah.
Let's
get the Hefe in here so he can defend himself, his honor, if you will.
Yes. Well, I mean, he doesn't really need to defend himself. Like, I mean, he is entitled to his opinion. I don't know. He seemed really down on like the fact that I don't like it. I don't like the gameplay. I never said the story was bad. And I'd like to say that Don also does not like it, and he never finished it. Like, he disliked it that much.
Hello?
Hey, there we go.
Oh,
hey.
It's terrifying.
Sorry.
There's Jeff. We're just talking about how I'm not the only one that doesn't like The Last of Us. There are other people that don't like The Last of Us.
I think that's a bunch of lies, but...
Don doesn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't like it so much, he never even finished it. So the story couldn't even pull him through.
Wow. I thought if it was, like, made by Sony, he would be all up on it.
It's like, and I know Brian has issues with it.
Really? I thought Brian liked it.
He does. He likes the story, but he thinks the gameplay sucks. Kind of like what I do.
I don't go that far.
I don't think it sucks. I think, yeah, it's...
Meh. You said gameplay is meh. That's a direct quote.
I think it's...
Third-person shooting games are pretty meh in general.
That's also true.
At this point, yes. It's like, I think we had this discussion on Twitter, I think it was last week or the week before, Fozzie, where it's like, the formula is very evident.
Oh, yeah, it's so fucking just like, yeah, I go into a warehouse or some sort of location, and I know exactly when it's going to be a, like, where the enemies are coming from,
yep.
Where I'm going to need to hide. Like, I wish it was just a little less blatant about it, or just...
Yeah, it's like you walk.
Anytime
you had to fight humans, it was like we walk out, and it was like going into like a Gears of War battle arena. Cause it's like there are tables overturned here, there are blocks over here. Like, these are all your spots where you can take cover.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just feel that like it's almost like just trying to put this extra fluff because they're. And, I mean, you know what? To be fair, it's a valid fucking point. Because let's say you take out all the shooting galleries and it's a very innovative 6-hour, like, game that has a ton of story and great gameplay. But are the masses going to want to play that? Or will they be scared to pull the trigger? Because then they're like, oh, $60 for 6 hours. That's $10 an hour.
Right. I personally think the game was a bit too long.
I think it was just a smidge. Maybe like 12 hours would have been nice, but...
Yeah, instead of it being like 15 to 16 hours, like, you could have shaved off like a quarter of that, it would have been...
Like, Uncharted 2, like, I think it was like 9 or 10 hours for Uncharted 2. That was perfect. That was primo.
Yeah.
Like, I was glued in. I think I beat it in just like one playthrough. Cause yep. like, it just, and I think Uncharted 2 is kind of standard when it comes to third person shooters, in my opinion.
And I think, I think Uncharted 3 kind of, like, their problem was same thing. Like, I mean, outside of the fact that, you know, the bullet sponge enemies and, which is kind of Naughty Dog's way. But,
right.
like, they overextended everything in that game. Like, that game was, like, about 3 or 4 hours too long. And...
Right. And again, like, I feel bad for them because, like, they're in a tight spot because, you know, if you, I'm sure that the developers don't want to put this shit in the game, maybe, but, you know, there could be people that are saying, well, we need to stretch this out. Now we need that. So, because, again, when it comes down to it, is that, am I going to get my money's worth here?
Sure.
So, again, take it as you will, but, again, I'm pretty sure that the formula that I put out on Twitter is, like, it's kind of like just the standard. It's, okay, this is a 30-minute shooting gallery. I've killed all the guys. It was kind of tough. Oh, here's a nice little cutscene.
Yeah, I'm going to be really disappointed if, like, Uncharted 4... follows that formula to a T again. Like,
would you rather see like an open world Uncharted? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe something more Tomb Raider-ish. Like, that still had the same, like, you're going to go into an area and there's going to be these, you know, shooting sections, but there was more to do, I thought, in Tomb Raider.
I hope that maybe, like, with the new Tomb Raider coming out, that Uncharted will kind of look at the success of that series and say, what can we take from that that we put into our game? Just kind of like how GTA, I mean, I feel like they kind of looked at it with Saints Row, and when they noticed that Saints Row was kind of becoming like this contender for their title of outrageous open world games, like, they fixed the shooting mechanic, and no, it's not perfect, but it, you compare the shooting mechanic to 5 compared to, like, you know, like some of the 3 sequels, and even 4 wasn't that great, but yeah.
They fixed a lot of things in 5, but it's funny though, like the Uncharted and Tomb Raider shit, because it's like, it always felt like Uncharted was ripping off Tomb Raider, and now, like, the new Tomb Raider were kind of ripped off Uncharted. But I would love to see, like, I would love Uncharted to be, I never played the first one, I heard it was more like that. I would like it to be more like old Tomb Raider, where it was more going in, like, a temple and solving puzzles and, like, platforming.
Well, I mean, all 3 Uncharteds had those puzzles.
Yeah.
But, like, Uncharted 1 was still very much a third-person shooter. It just, it was, you know, like, you would go, you'd have your shooting gallery, you'd do your puzzle, you'd get your cutscene, you'd do another shooting gallery, another puzzle, cutscene, a little bit of, like, really simplistic platforming. Like, even more simplistic than, like, what they had in Tomb Raider.
Okay.
So, it was pretty much the same thing. And then they expanded on it a bit in Uncharted 2, so. Anyway, I was sitting here as I was editing the podcast last week, and all 3 of you were kind of, like, getting on Tony to play it.
Yeah.
And you're all going, you're like, you need to play it, you need to play it, and then Fozzie followed that up with, gameplay is meh.
Right. It's like, and you've never heard me talk about games.
And then,
I like gameplay.
And then Jeff goes, but Tony, you like stealth games. And Tony's like, well, sometimes. And Jeff goes, yeah, well, he's like, stealth is kind of a crapshoot, so.
It is.
It was like the worst sales job ever.
I was laughing the entire time.
Maybe I'll buy the boat, and they're like, well, it's got a hole in the bottom. And
no,
it's been lit on fire a few times.
My point about the game is, I don't think the shooting or anything is bad in it. I think that the stealth is kind of weird, because you never know when a clicker's going to discover you or not. Like, it's really weird. You're kind of just like,
but I think the AI in the game is pretty, it's not good.
But there's no, like, rule set. There's no, like, oh shit, what did I just do? There's no, like, alright, like a cone of vision, you know what I mean? Like, or something like that, where you're just like, alright, there's a clicker there. I don't think they could see you, but, like, they could, like, I mean, dude, it's just sometimes
they're supposed to hear you.
They're supposed to, but sometimes, like, you'll be doing nothing, and all of a sudden they come running at you.
Exactly. Like,
your map. Like, dude, I didn't do anything.
It's all fucked up. Like,
fucking coming at me, and, like, I'm playing on normal, too. And, like, I couldn't really imagine, like, how awful that would be on hard, but, like...
And there's these funny moments, too, and it makes sense the way they did it, where, you know, you have Ellie with you, or, like, another... at the beginning, like, you have another partner with you. And... At these points where you're kind of sneaking around, trying to, like, not make any noise or be obvious about anything, and then, like, Ellie's just kind of, like, running by.
Like, knocking into shit.
And it's, like, it's not affecting anything because they've made her kind of inconsequential. Like, nobody's paying attention to her, but it just takes you out of, like, that. Like, it's this super serious game, and you're supposed to be this tense part, and then you're, like, watching your AI partner just act like a complete buffoon. It's funny, though.
I think, yeah, like, you just have to...
If you can get by some of the, like, the parts.
Into it, just, like, understand, like, that this is what it is...
Play it for the story.
It's a very average... gameplay wise, but you don't play it for the gameplay, you play for the story, and it does invoke a good emotion, and you know, the thing is that no matter what I kept saying about those shooting galleries, though, is that Naughty Dog has a great way of timing it, where, like, you're to the point of, like, you're getting to the point of being annoyed with them, but then you hit that cutscene that kind of furthers the story, and then they kind of, like, get you, like, grab onto you again.
Well, they ramp up and ramp down.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Well. They know how to pace the flow.
Exactly. And like, you know, again, some of the set pieces are really cool, and just the location wise is great too. And it's cool. Like, just there's different seasons, and you're going through this whole year. And that's the thing that I just think, seeing that relationship between the two, it's really, really interesting.
I think the one that where I kind of, like, got really turned off by the gameplay of it was just that after you enter Pittsburgh.
What room?
When you enter Pittsburgh. So, like, you're in the car, and you get attacked by the bandits, and you crash. Yeah. And then you have to start making your way through the different checkpoints. And you get up to this one. It's, like, at a toll booth area. And you sneak in, and there's a bunch of guards outside, and then there's, like, this warehouse thing. And I managed to sneak up to where the exit is, like, without being seen. Mm-hmm. But that's not what it wanted you to do. It wanted you to kill everybody. It's like, but why did I have to kill everybody?
Right.
I made it to the fucking exit. Like, right. I could just walk out of here and not have to be like, but you want me to show, like, you want me to see that Joel was this awful person that will kill anybody in his way, but there was no reason for him to do it. And, like, the whole other, like, there's these other parts of the game where it's like, let's not expend ammo, let's not do, it's like, why did I have to kill everybody in this one section? Like,
yeah, that's weird. I didn't run into that, so I don't know.
But if you like, break cover at any point, then the enemies attack you and you have to kill everybody anyway. So you're not going to get to the exit.
I just can't believe you're that good at sneaking through the whole goddamn level.
Well, every time I got, like, by somebody or I got caught, I was like, fuck this, and, like, I reset it. I, like, went back to the checkpoint.
Right.
So, like, I just kept going back, and, like, finally I was like, I got there. I finally did it. It's like, all right, I did it. I didn't kill anybody. Never do this in games because I'm awful at stealth.
That's what cracks me up. It's like, you actually did all that.
Finally fucking do it, and it's like, and the game, like, just basically gave me a big fuck you. It's like, oh, like, I hate you. Anyway, like, the story is worth playing, and I'm actually interested in the DLC that you were talking about last week, Jeff, because it seems some of it is far different from
the DLC.
The rest of the game
is, like, so much better. It, like, it actually makes the gameplay good. I feel that, like, the gameplay actually gets good, but I wouldn't recommend playing that without playing the main story first, because then you wouldn't appreciate it as much. But
right, well, come and, like, just, the way it happens in the story, it comes in like the third act anyway. So
it's just I think that it's just, I don't know, like I was saying with Hefe, is that how, like, sometimes the army people or whatever, the military, will fight the monsters. It's so cool to see.
Oh, that shit was cool, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I just feel like the gameplay was, they took the same gameplay that you got from the other, from the main game, but they made it a bit more interesting, at least, and there's different ways to approach everything. So, I thought it was pretty cool. You'll like it.
Anyway, let's talk about games that didn't come out a year ago. Tony, what have you been up to?
Well, I paid for EA Access.
So you got Madden 25, which came out a year ago. Perfect.
Right, which I played a year ago when it came out. And I also played FIFA 14, which also came out a year ago. And I never played a FIFA game before, so this was a new experience for me. I will say playing a sports game for a sport that you're not particularly familiar with is really, really hard. Like, I didn't know when to pass. I didn't know when to run. Like, figuring all that stuff. Like, I lost my first game 3-0, even though I was on, like, the second lowest difficulty lift setting. I got my ass kicked. But,
there is a strategy to soccer.
there is, but it's kind of nice the way they do it, though, when they dump you into the match when you first launch the game to determine the difficulty level the game should be set at.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool, I thought. I don't think this game is going to get me into soccer. I mean, it's interesting, but it's just, I don't know.
I had FIFA 2006, I think it was.
Nice.
It was fun, but like, yeah, I'm like totally like, it's not a sport I understand or whatever, really. It's just, it was fun to play.
What's wrong with you people? What's the fucking understand? You dribble a ball, not much, shoot.
Yeah, it's not much to it, but yeah.
The only thing that might confuse people is offsides. That's the only thing that should confuse people.
Yeah, but there's like,
I'm not going to explain it.
No, I know the rules to soccer. Like, that's not the... It's what to do when with the players.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like when to make your run, when to make the pass, like when to, I mean, not, like, are you going to try and go one on one against the defender? Like there is a strategy to
just,
the game.
Yeah, there's a lot of passing, and the thing about soccer is you just have to be really patient with it, and that's it. And like, and you have to learn that it's okay to pass back and kind of push it around.
Yeah, you don't always need to be pushing up.
Like, yeah, you don't need to be pushing up. Sometimes you got to take a step back and take two steps forward.
You're basically looking for holes. Like, you're looking for the defense to make a mistake.
Yep.
And then you want to drill the ball through that hole.
Yeah, I do.
Just drill, baby, drill. Just drill.
Just drill through all the holes.
Hefe looks for all the holes.
So yeah,
but I mean, as a free game, that's it's not bad.
I mean, it's not free. I paid $30.
Right. Well, right. Exactly. Like, that's kind of the thing with, like, even the games with gold or the PS Plus. Like, they're not free. You're paying for the subscription to access them. But
yeah, I don't know. I'm more excited for some of the other stuff you get. Like, I want early access to Madden. I like the idea that I can play through the first couple of hours of
Dragon Age
Inquisition without having to buy the whole thing.
Yeah, that'll be nice for me, because like, I'm not sold on it yet, and it'll be cool like to actually be able to sit down with what's ostensibly the full retail game and play a couple hours before they lock you out and see if I enjoy it or not.
Yeah,
I will say I was able to trade in Battlefield 4 for $29, something like that.
So you basically got FIFA for a dollar.
Right.
I should probably do the same fucking thing. Why am I not done that yet? You know, I guess we should probably talk about EA Access while we're on the subject. But, well, how do you guys feel about it, first off?
I am with Tony. I bought the year subscription to it as well, so...
See, that's where I'm kind of torn, like, because I feel EA Access is something where I would rather just buy it for a month and then, like, cancel the subscription and then buy it, like, a different month. Do you know what I'm saying? Because right now there's not a lot there offered I already have half the games that are offered on it.
Sure.
So, like, I feel it's a great investment for $5. I'm getting my money's worth for that, absolutely. But I feel that, you know, after a month of playing football, I'm going to get kind of tired of it, so I'll probably cancel it. But then when Dragon Age comes out, that demo comes out, then, or the full game for a couple hours, I want to play that. So, yeah, then I'll rebuy it again. So, I don't know. Like, I guess, like, committing $30 is not that much. 2 months of Netflix, something like that. But, it's, I don't know. I'd rather, maybe I could kind of only look at it and do only, like, 4 months, pay $20. I don't know. I feel like that's being really cheap, but,
Well, I mean, there's something to be said about that, though. Because, like, if you get the month subscription, so, like, let's say I'm going to do it your way, and I'm going to get NHL, so I get it in September. I get access to whatever games are in the vault, and then I get my 10% off of NHL, which basically pays for my month of it. Like, in fact, it gives me an extra dollar.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
So awesome. if you use it when you want to buy an EA game, like you'll balance it out.
Right.
I don't. I like the fact that there is the month subscription though. Like,
yeah,
we're gonna give you this, and
I like that. That's an option. Or you know, I think $30 is very good, and it's a great like price point, and I think that they'll probably be pretty successful with it. You know, it's pay to play or premium services. Like, I've always thought that like if there was a service where you paid like $8 a month and just had like the library of all games that came out, you know, like. Is that where it might go to, you know, where, like, EA becomes, like, an HBO-type service? You get, like, their whole library, and you pay, like, a premium? I don't know.
I think, like, the way I'm looking at EA Access is kind of like if you go to... All right, so, like, we have AMC Theaters over here. I don't know if you guys have them out on the West Coast, but...
Yeah, we do.
We have AMC Theaters, or they have a... like a loyalty program called Stubbs. And you have to pay to use it. But you pay, you get the card, and then as you use the card, like, you gain rewards. It's kind of like that. It's a loyalty membership where you pay, and then, like, if you're going to buy EA games, you'll basically be able to cover your cost. You have to buy the EA games... or, you know, use the vault games, but if you can find value on one or the other, there is value there for you.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I think the service is a great thing. I'm just saying that, like, do you ever see in the future, like, kind of this, like, hey, you want Dragon Age, you want, or, like, all the games, like, FIFA 15, Madden 15, would you pay, like... But plus, like, all their other games, like, you know, I mean, it's just...
Like, just to have complete access to them? Like,
yeah, like, all them, like, full... would you pay, like, $19.99 a month for that?
No.
Depends on what they were, like, if they were like, hey, we're going to release X, Y, and Z, this, like, because that it does end up being, what that ends up being, $240 a year, like...
Right. So that's four like, games. So, yeah, that's a lot.
So, like, if there were four games that they were going to release that I was really interested in, maybe.
But you have to think about it. Not only are you getting those four games, you're getting every game that they release. So. Right. So you have to look at it like, hey, maybe I wasn't going to buy this game before. And, I mean, the PS Plus model works pretty nicely.
Right. Like, I'm never going to buy a UFC game, but if you give it to me for free, I'll probably try it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then maybe you try it, maybe you like it, and maybe you get the next one.
Exactly.
It's a good model. I like it. Much better than PlayStation Now.
Oh, but, my God. Jesus. That's...
Listen, that's not a good value. No, I'm sorry. This isn't a good value. Oh, what the fuck? I keep... No, sorry, playing Madden 25.
So, so FIFA, not
what
sure
else have
on
I been
one,
playing?
Huh?
Yeah, not particularly. I think if I were a soccer, I think that's how games like this work too. You have to be like a fan of the sport to really enjoy them. Like, I love Madden, I love NBA, but I love those sports. Like, I've played other sports games, I just tend not to get into them as much. Like, I think it's
like you're gonna get NHL, you know, 15 next year with Vault or whatever, and
right, and I'll play around like with it a little bit.
It's like I don't understand this though. So
right,
got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
I will pay.
What was that, Jeff?
I'll pay a mighty fine price for SSX2. How about that? I will get EA access. I think SSX2.
Okay, perfect. That $10 is going to fund that.
Fuck yeah! Come on, it's not that expensive. They can do it. I still think it'll happen. I think that was a fantastic game.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll do it so that it's actually an online mode. That would be nice.
They added online mode.
Like an actual, like,
not
I can race against you live.
Yeah, like.
They did. They added that to the game.
When?
Like, after everybody was done playing it?
Yeah, but they added it.
Right.
It
was yes. They added it then.
Dude, they didn't have to do that, you know?
No, they should have done it.
No, it should have been in there from the get-go, and then we might have played it for longer than we did. Although you played it, like, until the disc rotted.
I played it for like 6 months, yeah. And then I bought it again on PS3. I was playing it earlier this year.
Oh my god. Wait, you're a fanboy?
Of that game? Yeah, that game was definitely one of my favorites.
Remember when I dominated you in every which way of that game?
No. Not in race.
In all ways, Hefe.
That's why he got it on PS3. So he could be the top of the leaderboard.
I was tops when it came to races. No one could beat me.
No, I figured out secret, and then I dominated you. You fool!
You
did. I did.
You figured out you were really better at trick mode. I remember.
Oh, like, trick mode wasn't even funny. That was just
race mode.
Spanking.
It wasn't you. There was someone on our friends list.
You were it for like the week, and then I figured out your secret.
Nah, dude, I was fucking forever on that shit.
Loaded.
I would come home and see like, all right, someone beat me by like half a second. All right, I'm gonna beat you. But there was someone that came along, and it wasn't you, Fozzie. It was someone I can't.
No, remember. It was Movie Guru or someone. Movie Guru.
Daxter came along like later.
Guy.
He came along like 6 months later.
I think it was.
And started playing it.
He would beat me on every like, you know. And I would perfect my races like where I would do them like 50, 60 times until like, you know, to get the best score I could get. He would come in and he would somehow beat me by like a second. You know what I mean? I'm like, God damn it, dude. And maybe sometimes not even a second, but that motherfucker like took over all my scores. I was like, I hate you. I think it was him.
That's not a good feeling.
Well, I remember he like got the game way after everyone was done playing it.
But he was still able to play against us, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like all our...
It was cool.
Yeah.
Tony, what else you been playing?
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've been playing very much.
No.
I ordered a new computer.
Yeah.
So I think that killed all of my desire to play games until it arrives. Mm. And it doesn't ship out till the 19th. I'm very sad.
So this is a gaming computer or work?
It's a gaming laptop.
Oh.
Yeah.
What kind of system you get?
It's an HP that I
kind of modified.
Modified to throw every thing on that my current computer doesn't have. So 4 gigabyte video card and 16 gigs of RAM, and you know, just try to get something that can actually play games as opposed to my current computer, which runs strategy games and pretty much nothing else.
Why the laptop though?
It's gotta be a laptop with my living situation. I don't really have a place to put a desktop at the moment, so
no worries. That's cool. Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. I actually like the laptop situation. The only thing is that it's once you have that laptop, whatever's in there, you're not opening it up.
So, no, yeah, you're screwed at that point.
You kind of have to buy like whatever you want it to be for a few years. And
exactly. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You are stuck with that thing. But I think like just the accessibility. Especially the really cool thing is Xbox just announced that they're going to have USB support. So, you know, you'll be able to plug that in and then you can play your games on different screens. there you go.
Yeah, I'm I think my next computer after this will be a desktop, but for the moment we'll live with what we have.
Speaking of strategy games, does you played a bit of Galactic Civilizations in the alpha?
Yeah, and I have the beta now as well.
Yeah, does that have like graphical space battles or?
Not yet. So Galactic Civilizations 2 had graphic space battles. They're not in the game yet.
Okay,
they will be, but they just have yet.
Like there's sex in it.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly what we mean by space battles.
Graphic sex, well, space battles.
It's a euphemism. Space battles, sex.
No, you're saying it's graphic.
What in a lot of strategy games, it's just like, it's kind of chess pieces
on
the board.
Don't get okay?
And what I was asking is, like, do you actually see the ships battling each other?
Oh!
Is it graphical as opposed to?
What would it be otherwise? Like it'd be like text telling you.
Well, in Civilization, it's just like the pieces like kind of show up against each other, and if your pieces beat the other pieces, like your pieces take over. So you don't actually see the battle take place.
Sure. All right, I got you.
It's like I mean, it's kind of cool when they're big gigantic spaceships battling each other, and
yeah.
Especially when you get like design them yourself, so that the spaceships are like your babies.
Yeah,
which is how Galactic Civilization 3 works.
So I saw that the beta, like, you can get in on the beta for $45 now.
Yeah, they reduced the price, so it was like $90 before. It was expensive. Yeah.
I wasn't jumping in on that, but.
But yeah, now you can actually afford to play.
Yeah.
Galactic Civilization 3, Fozzie.
Oh, thank you.
So Fozzie,
hello.
You've been playing some Madden. What else have you been playing?
Madden. Let's see. What else have I been playing? I played the demo of PT. Should we talk about that?
Let's talk about that.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Have you played that, Jeff?
Huh?
Have you played that?
Is this something I can play?
Yeah, it's on PS4.
What? I will.
Yeah, you should play it. You like horror.
Yeah.
It's a horror demo.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Sorry.
That's all right. For a second there, I thought something horrible was going on. Might be, just not right.
It's not to us.
Right. All right.
Go
ahead. Let's talk PT, Fozzie.
Yeah. Let's see. PT, should we spoil it? I'm pretty sure everyone knows like what it's regarding, right?
I know, so everyone knows.
It's the Silent Hill demo.
Oh, there we go. So it's an interactive teaser is what they called it, and it's kind of a way to introduce Silent Hill, which is going to be brought to us by Kojima and
Del Toro, yeah.
Then we have fucking the Boondock Saints guy, aka Walking Dead guy, aka fellow Irishman like Corey.
Yeah, the guy who plays Daryl on The Walking Dead.
Yes.
I can't think of the actor's name right now. But,
Norman
Reedus. Yes, that is it.
So, anyways, it takes place in this house, I guess, and more specifically, it's like this hallway and a bathroom, and that's kind of more or less it. And so you're going down the hallway, and then there's a right-hand turn, and that's it. And then you go down the stairs, and then when you open up the door again, it's the same fucking hallway.
Yeah,
but it was the scariest fucking thing I ever played in my life. Like I don't like horror movies because I can't control the action, so I get really nervous at them. But horror video games have never like really scared me that much. I can always kind of take my time with them, they've never really frightened me. But this one, like, first off, it was kind of raining outside. It was midnight, and, like, I'm all by myself, and I'm watching the TV, and I'm like, this is fucking freaking me out. Like I felt just shivers all across my body because just the way, like, the tension and just the radio was so freaky. Like, the radio would be talking about how this guy was just murdering his family, and then at the same time, sometimes when you walk past it, the radio would start talking to you, and then like it would go back to the broadcast, and then you would hear this baby crying in this bathroom, and then you finally open up the bathroom and see the fucking devil spawn, and there's just like, and it's a great puzzle game. You know, there's like these little puzzles, and like there's this picture on the wall that has these pieces that have been torn out, and if you look at certain things, the pieces will start to reappear, and it was really fucking freaky. The game was fucking with your head all the time. You would walk by a picture where it looked normal one time, and then you when you went down the stairs again, like something would say, like it would say something on the picture then, and so. Yeah, it was scary as fuck. I'm not kidding you. I had to pause the game a couple times, and I just laughed. I just laughed because I was just like, this is fucking terrifying. Shit, my pants is coming up here.
Demo broke Fozzie.
Yeah, I just had to take a breather. I'm like, this is just, I would love to stream this just to see people's reactions to me. There's definitely a scare moment, and that, and I saw, because there's a fucking gameplay trailer that shows the people getting scared to it, so I kind of knew it was coming, and I still got scared.
I jumped a few times. I didn't finish it, only because, like, so I downloaded it last night. It ended up taking 19 hours to download. I don't know why. Like,
it's like a gig and a half.
Yeah, it wasn't very big, but, like, it I don't know. I must have hit like a network error on like the PlayStation network, because everything else was working fine. Uh-huh. Right? Like they're awesome networking. I got to play it today, and I'm sitting here, and my daughter was like sitting on my lap. I'm like, whatever. Let's play through it. And this demon thing kind of like, it jumped out at me, and I jumped back.
And now your daughter's scarred for
life.
And
she just started crying. Like, she's like, I want Sissy. Give me Sissy. And I'm like, you want to go to Morgan? She's like, yes. Get me the hell out of here. Like, I'm like, all right. And I let her go, and then like a few minutes later, she wanted to come back out, so she sat on my lap again, and like going through, and I'm walking down made the right turn in the hallway, and it's like either a chandelier or something fell to my left, and I jumped just a little bit, but the noise like freaked her out again, and she was like, I gotta shut it off. Like, she's gonna be like scarred.
I'm gonna have to try this out,
dude. I think that was the thing, was just like going down that the stairway back to that original, like to the same room over and over again, and seeing like everything just a little bit different compared to the last time. Yep. And that's what freaks you out, because you're like, okay, what the fuck is going on this time? Jesus. Like, and like that was it. And then, oh man, just thinking about it now, just all the like little like nuances in that too. It's just, it's really cool. Just like there's a crack in the door when the door opens up, and then you'll see like this like demon thing like close it at you the first time you try and open it. And I'm oh god, what the fuck? Yeah,
you like interact with it. You like close up, get on like onto the door. So it's kind of handles a little bit. At least the demo does.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit like Outlast. So you're in first person, and you're like touching stuff in the environment. But yeah, you go up to that door that Fozzie says, and like you right click on the stick, the right stick button, and. And you just get in close, and this thing like just jumps out at you and slams the door real quick. It's great.
I'm like, all right, well, you didn't want me in there. That's cool. I'm out of here. Anyways. I didn't want to go in there regardless, because you just hear like this like banging on this door, and it's like slow at first. Then the next time you go down the hallway again, it like gets a little bit harder. I'm like, okay, whatever the fuck's in there, I do not want to see. It's insane. Also, just a tip. So the right, when you click the right stick in, it'll like do like this magnifying thing, and it does not tell you that. So I was stuck.
No,
for, like,
minutes. No, like I was like, the first time I went through, because like the door, it cracks open. Like I didn't know what to do, so I'm like pressing all the buttons, like, and finally, like I just happened to press down on the right stick when I was at the door, and it, he kind of like gets in close, and that's when it jumped out. I mean, it's like, so that's how you interact with things, is by right clicking on the right stick.
Right click, and then also right trigger does certain things too.
Right, those and are like like you I burned the photo by pressing X. Like, was that? It's interesting. Like, it lets you figure it out as you're playing it. So
yeah, I mean, I like it, but I seriously thought I finished the demo because I didn't know what to do. I thought, okay, right. Now it's just an endless loop, and I'm going. And then, like, I saw I was just watching, like, people play it because I wanted to see how their game ended. And, like, I saw what I had to do. I was like, oh, fuck, I passed that, like, 5 million times, and I think I clicked the right stick on everything, but I just didn't try the other buttons because it doesn't, like, I don't even want a prompt. I just wish there's like some way that,
like, if you press the options button, like if it like gave the you, right, like, yeah. Honestly, this though, is the what right, you have to do.
Clicking the right stick in should have been everything. That should be the action button for everything. Because
sure,
you don't need the different type of things. It's a survival horror. You're just one dude.
But I like that it's getting back to like the roots of like Silent Hill and Silent Hill 2. Like, where it was way more psychological horror and just like kind of messing with you. And it's like actually trying to be scary, as opposed to like just kind of being Resident Evil, but you know, without good shooting.
I mean, Resident Evil really is not shooting. Yeah, it's not even terrifying anymore. I think right. that, and you know, Brian was actually giving me shit on Twitter about it, but the thing is that, I mean, tension build up is almost infinitely scarier than just
right.
a bunch of ugly demons that you have to shoot with your fucking bazooka. I mean, that's not a horror. And I've never really played the Silent Hill franchise before, but I know that, like, when you hear like the radio kind of fucking up, that means there's a guy around you or something, and that would scare the fuck out of me probably, because it's just like that game Slenderman, when you never know what's going to be around the corner. So,
like, the scariest moment I've ever had in a game is still the original Silent Hill, like, where I went into this school area, and this little ghost child, like, looked like it was shit, and I was playing it in the dark on, like, a 13-inch screen, because it was, like, 1996 or 97 or something like that, and, like, I'm in my parents' house, and, like, the lights are off. I'm playing on this small screen, and I jumped and just, like, unloaded the entire, like, clip of bullets I had into them. And it, like, afterwards, it was, like, the thing didn't even do anything. It wasn't there harming you. It just scared the shit out of me. It's like I'm kind of glad that they're looking to get back into actually trying to scare you again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's PT. Jeff, you should definitely play it.
Yeah. I will. I mean, I had no idea it was like a demo, like a download shit.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that either. I didn't hear too much about it until people on Twitter were talking.
I think I'm gonna make my girlfriend play it and watch her fucking...
That'll be fun for you.
that's what I was thinking. It's like, all I want to do is like show all my non-game friends. Like, I'll play it, too, just to watch them see me play it. Because you don't even need to play it. You can do it and still play, and they'll still probably freak the fuck out because it's that scary. Like, dude, I mean, that is no joke. It is freaky.
This is how there's, like, a whole shitload of gameplay to it. Like, I would just like to see her, like, wander around and fucking
get
scared.
Yeah, yeah. And again, it's not, like, it's not super controller, like, you know, heavy. It's just you're walking around. That's it.
The only thing is what I wonder is how, what does this represent of the final product? Like, have they even started work?
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Put this together in like 3 weeks and said, all right, we have a concept and let's, you know, put out a little demo. That'd be like a really cool way to reveal it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I haven't played it myself, so I don't know why I'm saying that. It just sounds like something that is like,
I think that it's a way in the right direction, if anything. Like, it's just kind of a way to get you excited for it. And I think that's what I'm trying to accomplish. And I think that, like, why would they put this out? And maybe the gameplay's not going to be identical to this, but why would you just have this out there and not try and formulate some sort of like game around this.
I'm just wondering, have they actually done work on the full game itself?
I haven't heard about it. Probably
not.
All day
15, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure something's being worked on, but like, Kojima is. He's kind of working on Metal Gear 15, Metal Gear 5, or whatever the fuck it is at this point. And, yeah,
pretty
Metal
much
Gear 15. Like, yeah, I'm sure there's work being done on it, but I don't know. Like, we probably won't hear much more about until like E3 next year.
Well, I'm gonna be sure to check it out, so I'll let you know next week.
I just think it's fun. Cool, just to, yeah, have that, and you know, maybe every couple months, like just. Pop it in there, and I'm sure you'll still get a scare every now and then. Like, it's just, I just think that, like, these people know what they're doing as far as for survival horror. I mean, it was just great. It just felt really cool, and just like the movement too. Like, I didn't talk about the controls at all, but even like the controls, it just you felt like that person when you were just going around, and it was really fucking freaky. So, you'll like it, I think, definitely.
Yeah. And
you play anything else, Fozzy?
Not really. I'm moving this week, so I've been kind of packing and more or less.
Jeff, you play anything?
Not. I really have played almost nothing in the last week, except I did on Sunday. It's like when I only have free time on Sunday. I played a fuckload of Rogue Legacy.
Yeah?
And,
you get into it?
Yeah! Well, you know what? Like, it's like when you're good at something... then you like it. I'm not good at it, but, like, I finally beat the first boss of the game. I was like, yeah! You know, you get that sense of accomplishment. Who's played it here? I forgot.
I have.
Don.
I haven't. Yeah, Don.
Don. It was Don's game of the year last year. So.
Yeah.
Well, alright, anyways, I don't know. It's just, like, a giant eyeball. Like, and I finally beat it. It's so damn hard. Like, the game is, like, ridiculously hard. Like, stupid hard.
Are you upgrading your descendants?
Yeah, you upgrade every time you get your gold, you upgrade. It's getting harder now, though, because you need to get more gold.
Yeah, I like, there's, like, the one that I really like to get. There's, like, one of them that, like, doubles your gold. Like, one of the types of, one of the classes. It's, like, random, but yeah, but one of them doubles your gold. And I almost always pick him, like, at least early on.
What I've been doing is paying off the Reaper. Like, there's, like, a stat increase you could do where it's, like, you know, you pay whatever it is, and then the Reaper will only take 90% of all your gold. And now I think I got down to where he only pay or only takes 80%, so I'm always keeping
20% of upgrading that one. Got you.
Well, I kind of like that because then you... I mean, granted, it's... I'm just not giving away all my gold every time now. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
I feel a lot happier. But anyways, yeah, I finally beat the first boss, and it made me kind of like be like, well, if you stick to it, you might make progress in this. I kind of doubt it, but but yeah, because like now, that's great. I beat the first boss. You have to make it through that castle every time though to get to the other areas. So if I want to go after the forest boss, I still have to make it all the way through the castle. It's just like. Yeah, it's getting easier because of how much I built up my guy, but still.
Right, like, there are times when you'll walk through and it'll just, like, the randomness of the level.
Yeah, there'll be spikes
everywhere.
It'll
just be
like
you'll just,
on,
what
man.
The fuck?
Yeah.
You just, like want to kill yourself and go back, yeah.
Yeah.
And get a better draw. I like it a lot. It's fun. It is insanely difficult, though, so.
But it is like, it's a game where... I don't know. Like I keep, we'll just keep going back. One more try.
Yep.
So
that's what it does very well.
Very, very well. Like because you're always getting a little something out of it. Like unless you get no gold. But yeah, I think that's all I really played in the last week. Oh no, I'm sorry. I played Fez because it's free.
Still good.
And I played the other free game, Rogue Not Taken.
Yeah. What do you think of that? I'm about to delete it from my hard drive. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't really like it. I think it's just maybe not my type of game, though.
It's, a weird puzzle game.
It's hard to explain even how it plays. It's like kind of like this grid you're walking on in 2D, but they don't... I don't know, dude. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, there's things about it where I'm like, maybe if I devoted enough to it, like, I would be into it, but it's just, I don't know, just didn't.
Well, and it changes, like, each time you play it, too, so, like,
yeah.
If, like, that runs over, it's the you don't get that same layout the next time you play it, so it's kind of in same way of, like, Rogue Legacy, like, it's hard to get a feel for it.
Yeah.
Because you're learning stuff, but it doesn't always directly translate to what happens next. So you can't always use the stuff you learned right away and like, alright, well, I now know how to get by this section, which is what I like about Shovel Knight, which is like, alright, this is a pain in the ass.
Memorize level?
It's difficult,
yeah,
but
it's
yeah,
like,
you
it's
can
Mega
figure
Man
it
style.
Out. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's old
I
NES
prefer
style.
That.
Memorize level, you're gonna forget it, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I just think like, I think if you took enough time to it and, like, learned everything about the game, it's probably not bad, but, like, I don't know, I just, not my type of game, really. Like, I gave it a shot, I probably will delete it, too, at some point.
Cool.
That's it, though, for me, yeah.
Yeah, so, I played a few things. I mean, I was away for most of last week, but, I started playing Marvel Heroes 2015.
Oh, I kind of want to try that.
It's
cool.
It is pretty cool. It is Diablo, but with Marvel superheroes and Marvel villains as the bad guys.
See, that sounds a lot more attractive than Diablo.
It's to me. Sure. I mean, like, but that's what it is. It's that style of game, but with superheroes. And I was a little turned off at first because the way it works is you have, like, a grid of starting heroes. You can choose one of them, and then you're kind of locked into that hero. Like, there's no, I don't like this guy, I don't want to play him anymore, without creating a new account. And then it looked like all the other heroes you had to pay real money to get. But that's not the case. You can actually earn all the other heroes in the game. If you make the wrong choice and pick a character you don't like from the get-go, you are kind of screwed. Because you're going to have to play probably through the game once before you get another hero. I don't know, I'm about halfway to being able to get Hawkeye, which will he'll be my next hero. And when you reach level 15, they actually give you $2.50 worth of, like, real money currency, like the currency you would buy from their store.
Ooh.
They actually give you, like, that, so that's halfway to another hero as well. I don't know, I like it. I'm playing as Rocket Raccoon. Just fun. And,
Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, and which is like funny. I was like, all right, I'll play it. Like, you couldn't pick Spider-Man. You couldn't pick Iron Man. Like, they're kind of the two I wanted to play. And I could have picked Hawkeye, but I'm like, whatever. Like, I'll play as Rocket. Like, he's a new character on the they just added. I'll play as him. Just saw Guardians of the Galaxy. So playing as him, and I was like, I'll let my son play this. Like, it's pretty standard. I'll see if he likes it, then, like, we can play Diablo next week. And he likes it a lot, except he picked the exact same character that I had picked. So we're both playing as Rocket Raccoon currently in Marvel Heroes. The game's pretty cool. It's like, did any of you play, like, Ultimate Alliance? On Xbox or it was like on 360. So it's like that, but you don't have a team. You're playing by yourself. Like, and there are other people playing as other heroes. So you do have to be connected to the internet to play it. But like in the open areas, like you're going through and there's other heroes like attacking enemies. And then for the story parts, like you basically, it's like an MMO term, I guess, but you instance into it so that you're kind of like, it's only you doing that section. But you level up fairly quickly. I think I'm level 20 now. Put about maybe 6 or 7 hours into it. It's a lot of fun. Played more Final Fantasy 14. That game's getting weird. It's like, once you reach level 10, you can then start doing other classes. You can, like, move from your primary class to a different class. And I chose Weaver, like somebody who sews shit. And I don't understand it at all. It made no sense, but I sat there for an hour, like, making clothes in this game, and I had no idea. It's like, what am I doing with my gaming time at this point?
That's
MMOs. Like, I don't understand it, but, like...
Listen, hardcore people only.
But the bar was filling up. Like, the experience bar kept filling up. I was like, I gotta keep doing it. Like, I'm gaining experience. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know why I'm doing it. But the bar is filling up, and... Like, and just
that's
hit that.
All I need. That
was really it. That was it.
I'm
the bar just kept filling up, and I just kept doing it. I was like, all right, I'm good. Just XXXXX. So dumb. So free to play MMO. And I bought into Star Citizen.
I thought you did that a long time ago.
Them folk now.
Yeah, so I'm playing early access games as well.
Jesus. What the? Dude, what is going on this year?
We're desperate. We're desperate.
Tony's playing Pokemon and FIFA, and I'm...
I will say, part of it is just there's not as many games this year as there were last year. So yes. Now we're kind
of
just venturing out and doing other stuff.
I think this year sucks.
I don't think it sucks. There's just less. That's all.
Yeah.
And we knew that coming in. We knew with the new consoles, it was going to slow down stuff.
I kind of, like, everyone... I'm talking, like, with Wii U, though. Wii U should have, like, a stellar year right now, and, like, people act like it is.
It's like, okay.
It's having a stellar Wii U year, which is...
okay.
I mean, like, no, the best Bunyan you ever had. It's great.
It's on par with the Xbox One and the PS4.
Yeah, it's like, there's, like, a couple games, you know? And then there's, like, a lot of little indie games that, like, you're gonna play because you're like, God damn it, there's nothing out. But, like, what I still don't get is that E3, like, the way it gets written up in the press is, like, Nintendo just, like, fucking nailed it. And, like, they showed so many good games for Wii U, and I'm like, none of those games are, like, that great. Like, dude, Hyrule Warriors or a fucking Kirby game? Come on, man. Where's, like, yeah, I guess they showed Zelda, but barely.
And no, that game's not, great. We're not going to see that game until 2016 at the earliest. And
probably, like, nope. Right? Yeah. So it's like, they act like they had this, like, crazy awesome year, and it's like... I think all you motherfuckers are huge Smash Brothers fanboys. Where, like, they didn't have to even do anything. They're like, yes.
I am more excited for Nintendo's fall lineup than I am for Sony's fall lineup.
But what are you excited for from Nintendo?
I mean, I'm going to play Hyrule Warriors. That
you are? I don't know.
I think it's going to be fun. I mean, it's Dynasty Warriors, but it looks like it'll be, like, kind of cool with, you know, Zelda characters. I am going to play Smash. I'm not a huge Smash Brothers fan, but I am going to play Smash. And Captain Toad is supposed to be coming this year.
I'm really
excited for that game.
I just watched, like, a new trailer that Nintendo released. It was for Europe, I think. But it was, like, just a trailer, just, like, advertising Wii U. Like, you know, it was, like, a 7-minute trailer showing all, this is all the games we have. Like, here's what's coming out. Here's what's available. You know, she's like, Donkey Kong, available now. And they showed fucking Captain Toad, it said January 2015. And I was like, come on,
yeah,
man.
And I'm really worried that that's going to happen here in the U.S. It did get delayed officially in Europe to 2015.
Okay, see,
but,
I didn't watch any of that until I saw a trailer. I was like, oh no, wait, what?
I went to go pre-order it.
You can't, I don't think.
And you can't. Like, you can pre-order Smash, which doesn't have a date yet either.
They're just weird about it. It's like,
but yeah, I don't like. They're like, you can't pre-order Captain Toad yet. I'm like, but that's the game. That's the Nintendo game I really, really want.
No, I'm a soup dude. It's like, it's the fucking Toad levels in Mario as a full game. You know, that's gonna
you
be
want
awesome.
That Toad game?
Dude, are you fucking?
That might be like outside of like Destiny. And, like, Halo might be, like, my favorite, like, most anticipated game. Like,
I
want to play that game.
I added it to the Power Rankings. Like, I put it pretty high up there, too. But now I'm like, does it even get to be in the Power Rankings anymore? Because what if it doesn't come out this year? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little scared that it might not make it, and that would be a shame.
But, it really would, because, God damn it, I know I'm going to love that game. Like, there's no doubt in my mind I'm not going to love that. So...
But, yeah, so I played Star Citizen. I played what you can play at this point, I guess, which is the kind of the dogfight mode against waves of enemies.
I didn't know you could already play that game. That's pretty cool. I'm not to get that.
Ish, right? You can't really play it.
Yeah, it's like.
But you can see the game, right?
I mean, the visuals are there.
And like see planets, right? I can go and explore all the things.
That's a.
Don't no.
That's a don't. Term that I wouldn't use.
Don't. No.
Well, so you can explore your ship. You can explore your ship. So like, because
that's
you,
like
you,
a planet.
Yeah, just like a planet. You can walk around. You can walk around your hangar. Which is where your ship is, and like you can.
Didn't they show this off before? Like, yep. There's a trailer for or like gameplay. That's what it is. Yep.
Well, there's that. There's the hangar, which you can look at your ship, and then you can actually get in your ship and fly it.
The million-dollar question: do you get to go through the cool little like takeoff sequence?
No, so it just kind of like loads into
the fuck. Yeah,
like, well, I mean, it's. It, I believe that they're calling what they have out there right now an alpha. Like,
dude, how long has this game been in development for? I feel like
a year and a half or so.
Okay,
maybe 2 years.
They've gotten a lot of money, but I mean, they're not very far along.
Almost at 50. They're probably further along than they're letting on because right now they're saying that the space exploration. And there's also a first-person shooter mode to this game, so I guess there's, like, ground excursions that they are coming soon. Like, we'll be able to play them sometime this year.
I'll probably get in on it once that plant stuff comes out.
Yeah, so right now all you can do is you could fly your ship around, and there's a free fly zone, and there's also a kind of like a wave-based where you face off against enemies. So I was like, yeah, I'll fly against the enemies to start with. There's two different areas that you could fly in. This game does not control anything like X-Wing or TIE Fighter or Wing Commander. Like, there's a whole new physics system to it. I'm going to have to, like, play quite a while in, like, the free fly mode to kind of get the hang of it because I couldn't get shit going. Like, I landed, like, two hits on one of the enemies, and that was only because it was flying right at me. I could normally hit something. I couldn't get anything going with this. But it looks beautiful. It's a beautiful looking game.
Yeah, that game looks gorgeous. I don't know.
Yeah,
There's not much there yet. I just, like, I'm really starting to lower my expectations for No Man's Sky because I figure that if I keep my expectations at the level it's at right now, it'll never be the game I want to be, you know? So. But I just want like a game where I can just fly around, like just out in outer space. Like that sounds awesome. So
that might be this game.
I don't know. I love these type of games. Like it's been a while since I've played a game like this, but God, I love just the single pilot just fucking taking everything out.
So I started like I paid money towards it. So now I'm more interested in it than I was. I was already pretty highly into it, but I started looking into it a little bit more, and there is an interesting death mechanic to the game. So if you guys have ever played, you know, TIE Fighter or Wing Commander, when you die, you basically boot back up the start of the mission. That's not what's going to happen here. When you die, if you eject out of your ship, you'll be picked up by like a rescue crew or whatever. If you don't, you could end up dying, like actually dying, where your character is completely gone and you'd have to start a new character. You will get all your stuff that you purchased already, but like you would be dead, kind of. So he looked kind of at the Dark Souls, like he wants to take kind of like Dark Souls approach to death and actually make it mean something, where you could actually, you know, you could end up dying and lose your progress.
I like that.
So there is, so you're not going to want to just like fly in and try and take on like the rebels all by yourself. Like, you're going to want to go around that if you can, or go in with a group of other fighters to attack them. And you're going to want to be more careful when you're on like ground excursions, because evidently like getting shot in the head, like that can end up with you actually being dead. It's really an interesting approach to this type of game, where before it just would have been mission based. So I'm looking forward to it. It sounds like it's really, really ambitious. I'm hoping that they hit like, you know, 50% of what they're looking at.
Yeah, exactly. Ambition scares me.
Right. It's a lot like Peter Molyneux out there, like, I'm gonna do this, and this, and then you get one of those
everything.
Things.
Everything. And he does nothing.
Yeah, it seems really cool though. I'm really excited for it. And I played two other games on the Vita. Tabletop Racing, there'll be a review up at some point on the site. That, if you guys ever played Micro Machines on the original Nintendo?
Yes. Wow.
It's a long time ago. It's like that game. You play as like a little like child's car, and you're racing on tabletops. Sometimes it's a restaurant, sometimes it's breakfast. Yeah, it's just in 3D. It's Micro Machines in 3D. It's pretty fun. It has some issues, and I think those issues probably would apply to Micro Machines if we played that game now. Like, it's like, all right, like the AI is really aggressive, and because it was made to kind of push you and make you want to play it over and over again. But it's not bad. It was fun game. And then I played Metrico, which is the one of the free Vita games this month. It is, I think Don described it as the graph-based platformer. It's like evidently he's really into graphs or something. I don't know. But there's a lot of like geometric shapes and numbers and percentages that show up, and it's a puzzle platformer, so you're trying to figure out how to navigate the area. It's all right. It's kind of cool. Waiting to see what Don has to say about it. I think he said he was going to review it, so. But that's it. That's all I've been up to.
Sorry, really quick. I forgot. Yeah. I played Guacamelee. I played it about 3 hours into it. That game's fun. Yeah. I like it.
I think Jeff said he liked it too. So
it's I don't know. The controls are fucking fantastic. It's like, but anyways, throwing that out there.
Cool. I have it. I just haven't played it.
Yeah, try it out. There might be an online mode, so maybe we should play.
Has anybody tried Crimson Dragon?
I have it, but maybe not.
Yeah, I downloaded it, but it's just kind of sitting there. Like, I'm kind of scared because I heard it's like one of the two worst games, the launch games on the Xbox. So that and Loco Cycle.
Loco Cycle, no, it's fantastic.
Was it? Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I think I saw like a quick look for it or something. It didn't look great.
Yeah,
it looked too awkward and uncomfortable, actually.
Tony, what do we got for news?
Well, we had Gamescom this week, so there was a rash of announcements.
Yes, there was.
And the one that set the entire world on fire was the announcement during the Microsoft press conference that Rise of the Tomb Raider, the sequel to the Tomb Raider game that everybody loved, and that we actually selected as our game of the year.
Yeah.
Last year, is going, or at least as the announcement put it, was going to be an Xbox One exclusive.
Yes.
Outcry aside, it has now been, I guess, assumed from some of the statements that came later from Microsoft that it's not a permanent exclusive, but it's a timed exclusive. We just don't know how long that exclusivity lasts, and it's also coming to Xbox 360.
Yeah, that was the weird part about this whole thing.
Yeah. So.
Oh God, it's coming to 360. That's coming out holiday 2015. Just let it go.
Holiday 2015, and since it's coming to Xbox 360, it's going to be, I don't know. I'm sick of these cross-platform games. Like, we have this new hardware. Please use the damn hardware that I paid all this money for.
But like, whatever. 2014 games, I totally understand. Even, like, early 2015 games, like, before.
Right. Well, they had to start designing those games with the old console specs, because the new console specs didn't exist yet, so they didn't know what they were designing for. But that game, I don't think so. That's
that's bullshit.
Well, that's just trying to sell more copies.
That pisses me off.
Tomb Raider, the one last year, came out in what, March? Was it around March?
Yeah, it was early in the year.
It was early. And so at that point, developers should have known what the specs were for the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Right.
So they should have known what they were building on going forward. This game is going to be coming out in 2015 at the end of the year, and it's also going to come out on the 360. Like, that just seems really weird.
I mean, I feel by that time, like, that it's... We should even be talking about these consoles at this point. No way.
Right. There's going to be so many games out.
We are 2 years.
By that point, they just blow them away.
Maybe like some sport games. Those are usually the last to die out. But, dude, seriously.
Like, the sports games make sense to me, like, why they keep releasing them on the old systems. Because at that point, they're just basically doing a roster update and throwing it back out there for $60. Yeah. Like,
and I totally get it. So, there's no complaints there. But, I mean, for the games that we're talking about, come on.
They put FIFA out on PS2 till last year, I think, or some shit that.
Right. It's and they were probably using whatever the last true FIFA was on that game.
Yeah, 2006.
Yeah, they just used that for the last 7 years and just changed the player names.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's ridiculous.
But
people pay money.
Yeah, the wording from Phil Spencer on this was it was kind of funny. He's like, Well, we didn't buy the IP to Tomb Raider. Square still owns it. Yes, it's not ours forever. It'll appear on Xbox consoles first. I thought that was, I bet the guy was just kind of getting frustrated with it, because basically it was people going, well, is it going to appear on PlayStation? He's like, why the fuck would I answer that?
Why is this a question for me?
Just buy Xbox One, you're good. Yeah.
Right. And basically his answer, and people were kind of he was being an asshole about, that's the answer. If you want to play this game when it comes out, you'll need an Xbox system, whether it's a 360 or an Xbox One. Outside of that, it's not his job.
Yeah.
Right. I don't sell those other consoles. That's
right.
I'm not going to help you sell them right now.
I'm not going to be they're going to release it on PlayStation, and I'm going to tell you exactly what our exclusivity deal is. It's probably, 6 months to a year, kind of, basically,
yeah, exactly.
He described it as similar to the deal that they had with Capcom and Crytek for both Dead Rising 3 and Rise. So, six months to a year.
The funny thing was that if you watch that the conference, every time that they would talk about its exclusive, it being exclusive, they would always say that you can play Tomb Raider next year only on Xbox, something of that line. But
it's exclusive for holiday 2015. Always be some sort of modifier.
Always, I was just thinking to myself, how would anyone think that this would not be eventually just out there for everyone? It's too big of a franchise at this point.
And there was no wording that ever said that
Microsoft
bought Tomb Raider.
Way too big. Yeah. They would not have said next year or 2015 or be really specific unless there was someone else that was going to happen too eventually.
So I do just kind of want to, I just look at this, and there were a lot of the same complaints being levied against Crystal Dynamics, that were being levied against Bungie by Xbox fans. You know, when they said, oh, we're doing exclusive stuff for PlayStation. And there were people, you know, that we follow on Twitter going, oh, well, Xbox fans are the worst at this. Like, you know, there were Xbox fans that were throwing death threats towards Bungie and like, making other stupid statements towards Bungie over the exclusive shit for Destiny on PlayStation. That same exact crap was being thrown from PlayStation fans and PC fans at Crystal Dynamics and Square Enix when this announcement was made. Fanboyism is rampant across the board. It's stupid. And gamers of... doesn't matter where you play, there are bad people that play on them. Like, there are bad people that say stupid things on all sides. Like, Xbox fans aren't any worse than PlayStation fans. All fanboys are bad.
I don't know. Have you ever met a PlayStation fan? They're kind of the worst.
Nintendo fanboys are pretty awesome, though, I think. I don't know. It's
a little different. Yeah, they're just like you. They're very brainwashed.
Yeah. Well,
no, this game's great. Like, I don't know. I thought, well, I guess we'll get into it with the Gamescom stuff. I do want to talk about the Modern Warfare stuff. Or not Modern Warfare. The new Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare.
Oh, please do. Let's go into that.
Well, like, okay, like, for example, the multiplayer trailer that came out looked really fucking cool. I thought it looked awesome, honestly. It looked like it took kind of the best parts of Destiny and the best parts of Titanfall, and they made a game out of it. But people were just talking about how it looks like, oh, just another Call of Duty or just another first-person shooter. I'm like...
it's just so funny because the people with Titanfall were going, it just looks like, this looks like Call of Duty with Max...
Right, exactly. It's like it's always like this is something with something else. But when Mario does this shit, like even like the smallest thing, innovation throughout, brah. Oh my lord, Mario's the greatest. It just changes.
He's
with
got
the
a fucking water. It's,
he's got. He can do two jumps instead of one now. Holy shit! it's like. But when it's like Call of Duty, oh fuck Activision, fuck everything. Fuck the world. This shit sucks. I will not buy it. And everything I saw about Call of Duty got me really excited, man. Like, just seeing that, the multiplayer trailer looked great, and then also the story, the gameplay footage looked fucking phenomenal. Just when you came out of the tunnel and then you saw San Francisco over there, I was like, holy shit, that looks awesome.
I'm actually excited to play Call of Duty.
I am very excited, and I can't wait for it, and I don't care who fucking thinks differently, but...
I have not seen anything you guys are talking
about. It looks innovative as fuck, and it looks really cool, and I'm sorry, but it looks cool.
Let me put it this way.
No, the strategy man doesn't like it. Listen.
I don't know.
I'm not a huge fan of Call of Duty anymore either. I don't know what I would think of it.
Well,
it looked really fast-paced. It looked a lot like Titanfall without mechs.
God damn
I'm
you!
Throw that out right. It's what it looked like. I mean, which is fine. I like Titanfall. And it
sure
looked
I
like it didn't look. It didn't look quite like. It did make Titanfall look a little bit bare bones. Like some of the stuff they showed off, like the level with the tidal wave coming in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That looked cool.
Yeah.
I
feel like it looked really, really unique. But I don't know what you want, Tony. I don't know how to please you anymore, so fuck it.
Well, here's the thing, though. I've played so many Call of Duty games by now that unless I have something in my hands that makes me go, wow, I'm probably not going to, like, snap into it. Like, I've been hit by so many Activision marketing campaigns about Call of Duty that always make it seem like they've changed everything and they have a huge marketing budget so they can make this damn game look as great as they want it to make, but I just don't believe the hype anymore.
Do you have eyes, Tony? Did you
I
not
do have eyes, and every year they do this. Every single year they make whatever Call of Duty is coming out to be the best Call of Duty ever. They make it look absolutely fantastic, and then you play it. and you're
but this one barely even looks like any of the other Call of Duties. The only thing is it has the name, obviously.
And they do that every year. It doesn't just look like Call of Duty. It looks like more than that. You're like, oh, flowers and candy, and look, it's rainbows. And...
But I want...
until I actually can get my hands on it and, like, try it out, it's just another Call of Duty.
Sure, and I can definitely see taking a more reserved approach with it. I really hope it's good. Like, I really do.
Yeah.
I hope it turns out
to be good. I would love to see it. Just kind of, you know, like, back when Call of Duty wasn't the bad guy. Like, there was a time when Call of Duty was... It was the underdog. It was just like this World War II shooter. So, I don't know if we'll ever get that again, but at least this is kind of breathing in somewhat new ideas. So, I mean, that's just my personal opinion. But it looks cool. I'm excited. We'll see.
Anything else from Gamescom?
Oh, yes. Sony showed off, or... Actually, I don't know that they actually showed this feature because I wasn't watching the.
The share. Yes.
They call it share play.
Yes, that's
which,
it.
When they announced it, and I was reading like articles about it right after the press conference, sounded really cool. How whoever has a game on their PS4, a friend from their list can come in and play that game with them. Is what it sounded like. And they could play that game together so that their PS4 would essentially become the virtual couch where people could come and play games with them. But they confirmed some of the details today, and it's not quite as cool as that sounds. In fact, it's not even remotely as cool as that sounds. Apparently, the share feature is limited to 60-minute sessions. And while the share is going on, the person who actually owns the PS4 with the games that being shared can't play their own PS4.
Ooh.
They can only watch.
Oh, I thought it was made so that you're supposed to play with your friends.
Basically, it turns their PS4 into a
server,
like a server that for streaming the game to someone else's PS4.
Mm.
So basically, like, I could be sitting here, I could be playing Strider, and then Jeff's like, dude, I want to play Strider, but I don't feel like re-downloading it. Can I play it? And I'm like, sure, and then I gotta watch him play it, but
exactly.
I can't play with him.
You can't play with him, and he can't save the progress that he makes.
Yeah.
He could just play for a little while and stop. So basically, it's a glorified demo process.
A demo process where I have to watch my friend.
Where you have to watch the
demo.
Yes. Now tell me you're excited for this, guys. Tell me how excited you are.
Not.
Sony ruined it completely. They had something that sounded awesome, and then they actually told us what it was.
The concept of it does sound pretty cool because there are times when, like, I've had friends over my house and, like, you know, we sit down and, like, we try a new game out. We did it with I believe it was the original Dark Souls. We pop that in and, you know, we played it. We passed the controller back and forth while we were playing it. You know, just bullshitted. And that's kind of like what this sounded like. Was like, all right, so, like, we pop it in, put on Dark Souls 3. Like, I play it for a little bit, and then I can, like, transfer the controller virtually to my buddy, and he could play, but that's not, doesn't really sound like what this is.
No.
Like, oh, well, you can now play this part, like, you play the demo, basically, and only for an hour.
I don't even see the point of this now.
Is that how this is gonna work, like? This was the Far Cry thing, right? This is what they were talking about with Far Cry?
The Far Cry thing sounds a little bit
different.
That sounds like they get, like, a number of invites to send to other people for that particular game and can pop them in.
That actually sounds cooler. Yes. That sounds pretty cool, like, where I could have Far Cry, and then, like, I could send you or Fozzie or Jeff, like, an invite to play with me. And you guys don't need the game, and you can actually play the game with me. But it doesn't lock me out of my PS4, and we can all play together. That sounds cool. This share play thing is weird.
Yes, it's very odd. I will not be doing that.
No. Anything else out of Gamescom?
I mean, a lot of stuff was announced. Or not necessarily announced, but shown off. God, I can't remember the name of the Xbox One game.
I don't know.
The one where you control time. That one.
Oh, Quantum Break.
Quantum Break looks fantastic. I really want to play that now. Cool,
that it really kind of shocked me. I thought it'd be like really stupid and cliche, or like just I don't know, not cliche, but I don't know. It just not play well. But it looks like pretty sweet, like Max Payne-y.
Like messing with the time so that you could get away from grenades or like come up on the flanks of enemies. And
so it is kind of Max Payne-y, just a different way of handling, you know, the time distortion.
Yeah. There was some cool stuff, like, with moving through the environment, though. Like, something exploded, and the player was trying to get across the platform, and something exploded, but they froze time to move across the thing before it blew up.
That's kind of cool. So, like, you can use the time distortion to kind of traverse the environment, too.
Right.
So they've basically taken what they started with Max Payne and Max Payne 2 and, like, evolved it into, like, a more robust feature.
Right.
That actually sounds pretty cool. Yeah. I want to play it. Did they give a time frame on when we can play that?
Sometime in 2015. I don't think they...
Yeah. I'm saying holiday. It's got to be, like, maybe, like, early holiday, maybe... September. It looks like a September game. That's what I want to say.
Wow. Like, if that's true, like, Microsoft is going to have a hell of a holiday next year. Because if they have Quantum Break, they're going to have Tomb Raider.
Halo.
Halo 5 will be out. And I would put money down that there will be a Gears bundle like they did for the Master Chief Collection.
Oh, yeah,
I almost guarantee that they will do something along those lines, because
Gears
whatever
1-3,
yeah, whatever the next Gears game won't be ready yet, and they're not going to put it out alongside Halo,
right?
So they're going to need something there. I could see that happening.
The Cliffy B bundle.
Okay. Oh my god, I can just smell the fucking hair gel and fucking right out of that.
I would hug that game.
Would you get earrings and like?
I would pet it.
Tips, things like that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and then I'm already thinking that they're going to make a Halo collection, the non-Master Chief, so it'll just be called like, I don't know, the Halo World or something, where you get like ODST and Reach and all the non-numbered ones. Maybe. 2016, a couple years down the road. Maybe I'm thinking a little too ahead, but
like something in between Halo 5 and Halo 6. That's possible.
Yeah.
I as much as I would like, and I'm looking forward to the Halo Master Chief Collection, and I would enjoy a Gears collection. That these remakes, so, like. It's getting out
of
hand.
No more remakes. I can't take it anymore.
It's like, I mean, I kind of put this question out on Twitter earlier today, though, but like how long before we get Assassin's Creed Rogue, like the HD remake boosted up to Xbox and PS4?
Yeah.
Like,
or the Assassin's Creed Collection. Where is that? I bet
that's
coming.
That's what Francis and Justin said that. They were like... You know, there's going to be like an Assassin's Creed Master Chief Collection. Like,
I don't mind it for games that I feel that maybe deserve them. You know, honestly, I don't. And yeah, I understand that this is kind of the world we live in now, is that we're not going to get backwards compatibility. We can't use these games on our future, you know, system. So, fortunately, this is the world we're living in, where you get a little tweak in the graphics, you get the DLC, and they slap on a full price on that.
As long as, like, I think what Microsoft is doing with the Master Chief Collection is great. Like, that's definitely
great. That's a great value. Like,
yeah, there's huge value there.
It's insane.
And I wouldn't say that I would be opposed to, like, if Ubisoft were to come out and go, we're doing an Assassin's Creed bundle. It will have Assassin's Creed. It'll have Assassin's Creed 2. It'll have Brotherhood. It'll have Revelations. It'll have Assassin's Creed 3. It'll have Liberation and Rogue all in one package. I would probably get behind that. Like, that would be insane. Like, to have those five or six games all in one spot. Yeah, it sucks that I can't just put my Assassin's Creed 2 disc into my Xbox One, but
honestly, at that point, I would pay the $60 to have that convenience of having it all in one disc.
Yeah,
like,
it's all right there.
And that's where I feel like the remastering, like, when it's a collection of multiple games and good quality games at that, like, I don't mind it, because, you know, how's it any different than, like, previous consoles that would have, like, you know, like the Sega Master Collection, you know, that,
right.
Again, that's just throwing that out there, that is something that's out there, and it's nothing new. What I do have a problem with is games like Sleeping Dogs, where I don't feel that it's warranted to have a remaster edition
right.
for it.
There's no reason for that at all.
And I'm kind of hoping that game really tanks, just so kind of, like, maybe have studios kind of back off on it and be like, okay, maybe we should only let, like, really good games have a remaster collection.
Yeah, the ones that there's a large fan base for.
Right, right. And not to say that Sleeping Dogs wasn't, you know, I thought it was a great game, but again, I don't think it should be in that same area where you can pay $60 and get, like, a little tweak in it and get some DLC. So,
right.
Personally.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Is there any other announcements? Any other big announcements? There was some Sony stuff, wasn't there?
It was mostly indie stuff. I don't remember anything.
The indie games for Xbox look really cool. Like that little trailer that they put out there, pretty sweet.
Yeah, they have some cool games. That was the thing I wanted to ask. Was there any confirmation from Sony? Because they kind of implied that, like, Uncharted 4 and Bloodborne and a bunch of these other games that The Order were all going to be out within the next 6 months. So by, like, March next year.
Wait, what?
Like, they kind of implied that these big games that they were talking about were going to be out within 6 months, which to me seemed really crazy. Like, you're going to put Uncharted out and all these games are going to come out, like, in the beginning of the year? Like, you're not going to hold that stuff till later? But I guess not. Like, I guess that wasn't officially confirmed. Maybe it was just a mistake of the presenter. So I haven't seen anything else from it, and you guys don't know what I'm talking about, so.
I don't.
That's right.
When it happened, there were a bunch of people on Twitter going, like, did he just say that correctly? Like,
he probably just said it incorrectly.
We're getting all these games in 6 months? Like,
I don't know. One thing that looked really cool, really quick, was that roller coaster game. I never heard about it until I saw that trailer. I love roller coaster
what's
tycoon
that?
Game.
Is that, there's a new roller coaster tycoon game?
Scream.
Okay.
What's it called? Scream something. I don't know. But it was in the Xbox when they were doing, like, kind of like their indie thing.
Oh, their ID at Xbox thing?
It was its own separate thing, but it was, like, during their little block that they were doing when they were highlighting indie games.
Okay.
But it looks really sweet. It's, like, very physics-based, so you make these insane roller coasters. I don't know if it has the same, like, tycoon like system implemented where you have this actual theme park, but like the roller coaster part looked awesome. Like that looked really fun. So I'm looking forward to that game.
We got any other news, Tony, or was that pretty much it?
That was all I had. I'm sure there was something else, but
Well, we'll get to it next week.
Sure.
Daxter sent in some questions, but I am having trouble finding them currently. So unless you guys have them,
I got them.
All right, do we want to answer these right now?
God. Question number one is pretty lame. Sorry, Daxter. Not that you're lame, but your question is pretty lame. Who would win in a pun war? Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Hannibal, or the Villager from Animal Crossing?
This, like,
I don't Hannibal, know any of those characters, so I'm not
well,
really...
Well, is it Hannibal, like, Hannibal Lecter, or Hannibal Barca, or, you know, which Hannibal is this? Probably Hannibal Lecter, I think that's who he's thinking
of. Yeah, I'm going to say like, Lecter.
Yeah, it does, like, I don't remember him being very punny in, like, Silence of the Lambs. I haven't seen Hannibal the show, though, so... Is he punny there?
I haven't seen it either.
I'm going to go with Buffy. Because Sarah Michelle Gellar was hot when she was Buffy.
That's true. She wins the war because we were looking at other things other than what right. she was saying.
Yeah, well, she might have said a pun, and I didn't hear what Hannibal or the Villager dude said. So
right,
Buffy wins.
All right, next question: who's your guy's favorite PlayStation 1 game?
That's tough.
I'm going to go with Vagrant Story.
Ooh, nice one. Man, I really love Final Fantasy VIII, but I love Chrono Trigger, and I love Metal Gear Solid.
Right? Like, I said Vagrant Story, but it could go like Legend of Dragoon or Final Fantasy IX.
Dragoon, my god.
So many good games.
I'll go with Final Fantasy VIII just for like the memories and the nostalgia that I remember from it.
Final Fantasy VII? Anybody?
Sure.
I'm going there.
Did you have a PlayStation 1, Tony?
Did I? No.
Yeah, no.
But I did play Final Fantasy VII back in the day.
I don't know where Jeff went. He would probably say Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 2. Maybe the first one. I don't know. One of those two.
Jeff passed out and died. All right, last question. What's your guy's favorite comic book series?
None.
None? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't read comics, so...
right now, it would probably be between The Walking Dead or Saga. I'm reading the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff on Marvel. What's it, Marvel Now?
Marvel Ultimate. Limited.
Yeah.
Unlimited, like you're right.
That stuff's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. I really like the Captain America series. The recent
one. There you go.
Very good.
Fozzie doesn't read comics. I doubt Jeff does, so. There you go. There's your answer.
Boom. Our comic expertise. Our choices.
Yep. I don't know if we can call us comic experts.
No, definitely not.
All right, well.
You guys were into it. I
used to collect comics a long time ago, but now it's down to like just a couple. Like, I really only read like Saga and The Walking Dead. And I just started getting back into Marvel because of like Tony and Brian are using like the Marvel Unlimited or whatever it's called.
Yeah,
thing.
Unlimited.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I have a tablet now, so I can actually read them the way God intended.
Yeah, it's nice. Do you have a full size tablet or
7-inch?
7-inch. Yeah, that's what I'm using. Yeah. Which sometimes it's a little bit rough to read some of the words, but for the most part, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I believe that's it for us for this week. We'll be back next week. I believe Fozzie is getting Diablo.
Yes.
I am as well.
Yes. Well, you're getting on Xbox, right?
Yeah, I'm getting on Xbox because I have two controllers
for that
one.
I'm going to venture into unknown territory this time and try PS4. So.
No!
You can play...
We'll have Destiny. We'll have Destiny together, so it won't be too long while we can play.
Did you just say our destiny is to be together? That's what I heard.
What? Yes.
Our destiny is to be together.
Forever.
So, yeah, we'll be back on like that. Is Madden next week, or is that the weekend?
No, Madden's the last week of August.
Two weeks from now. Yeah, we're getting really close to games coming out again, so...
Games.
It's going to be, like, nonstop.
Oh, yeah, we're getting, we're
September
getting so,
9th hits.
So close, so close.
I'm not buying as many games this fall as I normally do, but there's still a lot of games to play.
I'll believe that when I see it.
I've cut the list down. I'm down to like 15 right now, so I'm still trying to shave off a couple more, but it's lower. Like I even have like normally I would get Call of Duty. That's on my wait list. Unless you guys are like, I really need to play Call of Duty for Game of the Year. I'll wait till it goes on sale.
Right.
In 2015. Because we'll have plenty of Halo to play, so.
Halo.
So I'm definitely not skipping out on that one. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight, Fozzie.